Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting! This is where we chew the fat, we chat the shit, we chew the breeze, we waffle away.
We eat the shit.
If you want to hear three guys chewing on some shit, you've come to the right podcast, guys.
Well, have we got a treat for you today? We certainly have. A lovely chat. We had a nice time, didn't we?
Well, we did, actually. I thought it was a high-quality exchange.
Yeah. We only run out of steam twice, and I think one of those is at the end. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't need to
us.
Say that, because I know you don't listen to the podcast, but we edit out the bits where we run out of steam, Tom.
Oh, that's
doesn't just,
good.
It's not live streaming.
Well, running out of steaming. Yeah.
Okay, anyone want to re-record the intro?
A little drinking game for this one. When you're listening, at some point or other, Ben is going to say the word plumsting. And when he says that, you have to finish your drink. So look forward to that.
I don't know if that's the way that drinking games work, is it? Where it happens once.
It's just one clean trigger.
You
for
just
this one.
Wait. You wait for an hour with your full drink, and then at some point you just chin it.
Yeah, perfect. Charge your glass, knowing that it's going to be the drink you're going to have to finish.
Don't get a pipe and a hot cup of tea.
And wait. No, I reckon it comes about halfway through, so I think you might be okay.
Oh, yeah, if you make a cup of tea now, I reckon it'll be perfectly ready to drink by the time Clarkie says the word plumsting.
Perfectly ready to chug.
If anything, it's less a drinking game, more a service we're providing. Just to know that, look, make yourself a lovely cup of whatever is your hot beverage of choice, a coffee, a tea, a hot chockey. Make it now. By the time plumsting rolls around, oh my God, it'll be exactly the temperature that you like it.
Perfect temperature. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Very quickly, we should talk about a couple of things. Don't forget the Cheerful Earful Festival. Are you all right, Tom?
Go on then. Talk about these bloody couple of things. Go on then.
All right. The two things I wanted to talk about with the Cheerful Earful Festival is happening in October. We're going to be there on October 9th. It's in Balham in southeast London. So get yourself along. It's going to be two shows. The first one is Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down with the Birthday Girls as guests. The second show at 7 o'clock is going to be the Birthday Girls House Party with Pappy's as guests. So it's a 5 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. And you'll want to be there for both of
two
those.
Two shows, or as I'm calling it, a double bill. I'm coining the phrase.
Wow. Yeah. It's a bit unfair to Angela Barnes's history podcast, which is happening, I think, at about 3 o'clock. But, you know, do the triple, but we're in no way affiliated with that podcast.
No. It's very much a double bill.
It's a double.
If you do them both, it's a single and a double.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, I didn't understand what that meant. So yes.
It's never a triple, is what I'm saying. There's always that line of division.
Right, yeah. So also as well, join the Patreon, folks. patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. We'd love to have more patrons. We do a bonus episode every single week, and we also have loads of other extra bonus episodes on top of that. You get one every week, but you also get bonus beefs with all of our guests. You get all the bonus audio from the live recordings. You can find out about our live shows early before anybody else does, and get tickets to them before everyone else does. So you know, get on board for that. I can't say how much I think the Patreon is great value for just £4 a month. If you love this podcast and you want to support it, that is the best way to do it. It really is fantastic.
Yeah. You get so much. Come and join the team. It's a great community.
Well, just to stress, you don't get to join the team. You become patrons. It's not like you become one of us. We don't adopt you as a podcaster.
Oh. So can I cancel my subscription? I'm paying for the teeth for this.
Yeah, no, we need that cash, Clarky. Keep it coming. Okay, well, enjoy today's episode.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Right, does anyone have a start? Because I've got a start, but it's not much. But,
I do have one, but I don't know. I'm always nervous. I don't think it's...
Go on, Clarky, give it a start.
Yeah, go on, Clarky. We never start with you.
Well, here's the thing, right? I was just in the shop.
Is it a thing, though? No, I'm only joking. I'm joking.
Hold fire. There'll be opportunity. There'll be genuine opportunity.
Were you in a shop though?
Yeah. What shop? What shop was it? Because you're really holding your cards close to your chest here, Clarky. What's this? Talk us through this shop. This so-called shop.
It's okay. It was a local shop, not a supermarket, but quite big. So I had a basket. This is okay. Key. And I was at the till, and the lady behind me just had one item.
Yes.
Great. So I was like, I'll give up my place in the queue. And then the guy behind her had three items.
Are you still in the shop? Is this an outside broadcast? I was wondering why you were sweating. You got to the shop at 8 a.m, didn't you?
It's now did, yeah.
1:30 and you've only just left.
Another till, guys, please. How many times can you give up your place in a queue? Do you think what was the reasonable thing to do at that point?
The reasonable thing is not to have given up your place in the queue.
Yeah,
in the first place.
Yeah,
in
the first place. We all get the system.
How big's this shop? Not a supermarket.
It's not a supermarket.
That system only works for
a shop.
That system. This sounds like a great riddle. Carry on. It's first is in. No, so that I think that system for me only works if you've got a trolley and someone behind is carrying two or three things.
Okay, well, how about this?
Very quickly, before you get onto this.
Yes, please.
That very rarely happens anymore now because the baskets and the trolleys have been separated to avoid this kind of caper. It's true. So if you're going to a supermarket, people with the baskets going probably on the self-service. In fact, actually, in the big Tesco in Elmers End, you've got self-service baskets, self-service trolleys.
Ooh.
and then you can, if you want to have a chat with Maureen on the tills, you can also do that as well. Three
yes,
different
please.
Sections. That's it.
Sign me up.
Are you a till guy, Tom? You strike me as a till guy.
I'll tell you why I'm a till guy. I was in my local supermarket the other day doing the shop, and Suzanne on the tills started off talking about the fact that it was the Devonshire County show this weekend and the weather's not great for it. Within
local
2 minutes, had got into the fact that she can't find a partner for her daughter and then went into this real deep dive on trying to marry off her daughter that I was really actively partaking in. By the time...
long story short, yeah.
How active?
By the time I'd paid, I was saying... the thing is, if she just stops looking for it, that's probably when she'll find it. And you know, you just like, we're really into it. And then by the time I'd paid them, we then went further down the line into how Suzanne gets a lot of attention on the tills and gets hit on by lots of older gentlemen. And she deliberately avoids them if she sees them coming in the queue because they badger and talk to her. And that led me to think, am I one of those people?
Yeah. It ended with a little bit of a warning. A little slap on the wrist. How does she avoid them, by the way, if she's behind the till?
She said she slides down in her chair.
What? What below the...
is she on a fireman's pole? She's going into the basement.
What? Yeah. So the till just appears unmanned?
Well, or she's just... kind of... Yeah, she slouches right down so that they don't see her.
Fair enough, I get you.
It'd be really cool if she just like started spinning on a stool and it went all the way into the ground. Yeah, she's very concerned about her daughter, who is a good-looking girl by all accounts. Didn't show me a picture, I was just reassured.
Despite the fact that you asked several times, come on.
25?
Your phone's not in the break room. Come on, whip out your phone, Suzanne, let's have a look.
25, got a good office job. So Suzanne wants her to find a man with a trade. All I'm saying is, if we've got any listener dears who are in the Devon area with a trade, single, get yourself to Waitrose till 3.
Can I just clarify there what I was going to say? Because I did just go, 25. What I was going to say is, she's got loads of time. I wasn't just...
Oh, no, we all got that, Clark. You know, okay, good. The fact that you were rubbing your thighs can't be detected to the audio listeners.
I just slid down in my chair.
So Clarky, your question is, what point do you stop letting people ahead?
Once maximum.
That's what I went with.
Talk us through your basket. Sorry, you that's where you were.
I had a basket, and I would say there was in excess of 10 items in it.
10? You don't let anyone through? If you're doing your weekly shop in a trolley and someone behind you is holding a bag of buttons, let them through.
Are you talking about chocolate buttons or like a little bag of buttons?
I guess so. I was just trying to work it out.
A pearly king behind you.
If someone's behind you and they're bare-chested and they're clutching a bag of buttons, they're like, I really need this, bro. Let them through. But if they're holding an item... I get it. But if you've got a 10, how long's that going to take, Clarky?
Probably not that long. Probably not that long. But, you know, it just felt like the polite thing to do. She was a little older than me.
25.
She was quite a bit older
25.
Than me.
25. 52. She was a little older than you, but not old?
No, I'd say, yeah, she was like, I'd say 70s.
Well, then she knows how to wait.
Just had she knows how to.
She's lived long enough.
She's been waiting all her fucking life, mate. She was there when they used to have to tee in the prices on the tills themselves. Do you know what I mean?
She had to go round and do it herself.
Isn't that mental when you think about what it used to be like to work in a supermarket? You used to have to memorise the prices so that you could put them into the till manually.
My brother worked in Aldi, and that
famously,
was
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, it was going to be that.
That was their thing for ages. So when he started working there, they handed him just this ream of computer paper, and he had to learn the price of everything in the shop. And that is part of their thing. Was like, we're low price because we don't have the fancy scanners.
We haven't invested in barcodes.
I've never heard this. So they didn't have the pricing gun. Would have been one of the most fun jobs in the supermarket.
Well, no, that was Dan's nickname. They called him the pricing gun.
The pricing Dan. What happens if it gets to a point when you are going, oh, I've just got no clue how much these... I guess you have to then...
You have to hold it up and ask
it up and shout to the other tills, how much does this cost? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Mad. You had to like properly rattle through the... They're incredibly quick in those supermarkets. They're stressfully quick, I would say. You go to an Aldi. You really have to bag up in a matter of moments. It's like a competition.
Here's the thing I've realised, though. You set the pace. If you bag up slowly, you bag up slowly. That's the way it goes. I know the pressure of the queue behind you, but you mustn't feel that pressure.
No,
you've got as much right to be there as anybody else. And as soon as I realised that... Oh, a great weight was lifted off my shoulders. I still bagged quickly.
Were you bagging up onto your shoulders?
I was, yeah. I had a hod carrier for some reason. I had one of those things. That's how I take my shopping.
Because you have to go up and down a ladder to reach the till, don't you?
I tell you what, don't go into Waitrose Extra with a hod carrier. Susanna will be having you right off with her daughter if you're carrying a hod.
I've got a trade.
That's what she's after. Hang on. If I bag slowly, though, they just the food just keeps backing up.
Yeah, that's it. They pile up on the side.
But that's okay. That's also okay. It doesn't matter. Are you sure the food's piling up, but it's not. They're not going to start throwing it on the floor if you don't clear the space. They will at some point wait for you. You can set the pace. You know it
but
doesn't.
They're
also,
not playing the game.
What do you mean the game? There is no game to
it. It's like the end of Tetris when it starts to speed up.
That's when you got to have a clear head.
There is a game. Yeah. It's the great game of it's part of the fun of doing the supermarket shop. It's like when you get to the till, you order what you put on, so you think you'll be able to pack it really fast.
Yeah.
Then you get the other side, and then you ready the bags, and then the game is, you know, never more than five items waiting to be packed. And you just fucking go at it like a machine.
That's the game. So it's only ever five items.
And you stay on top of it.
And do you order how you put things on the conveyor belt?
100%. That's part of the game. That's where the game starts. And not only that, like, well, you don't know that then, because what you don't want is them taking the shopping ahead of you to them before you've kind of packed it the way you want to pack it on the conveyor belt. So you've got to be quick on the conveyor belt, because sometimes it goes faster than you're putting on the conveyor belt, and that means they've got the edge.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be loading and unloading at the same time. It's absolute insanity.
Yeah, but also you want to control what you've loaded and how. And sometimes they try and take that away from you by moving the conveyor belt forward. So you want to start stacking as close to the till as possible. Anyway, it's all psychological. It's them versus you, but ultimately you're both working in the same way for the same goal.
To do it as quick as possible.
It's wheels within wheels. Well, no, to find Susanna's daughter a husband.
Of course, yeah. with the trade. So does the stacking of the trolley come into play? Like, how many steps ahead are you thinking? Are you thinking, well, I can't go and get those items now because they're going to be sat on the top of the bag, so I need to get them? Or what do you do? Because that's the other thing as well. Like, you know, you start with all the fruit and veg. That's the first thing you normally see in the supermarket, the fruit and veg. But they're the things that you don't want to get, you know, you don't want to put a load of tins on top of that.
Exactly.
Even though the other way around, you kind of do want the tins on top, because the tins are going to go on the bottom of the bag and then the fruit and veg is going to go there. So
That's it. Because you start with the heavy items in your trolley, but then you're taking the light items out first, but you want the heavy items on the conveyor belt first.
Unless you're looking at the entire conveyor belt and, you know, rather than just kind of going, this goes on the next bit of the conveyor belt, this goes on the next bit of the conveyor belt. Unless you're looking at the entire conveyor belt and going, right, well, I'm going to put the tins right at the front. And if I pull out, you know, like you're stacking the end of the conveyor belt before you're stacking the start of it.
I get you.
Does that make sense?
But here's what you do is you flip your trolley when you get to the conveyor belt.
Yeah. Like, what, upside down?
Yeah,
chuck all the
down,
fucking flip it. All the shopping on the floor.
Yeah, all the shopping on the floor. Then you've got heavy first.
Well, no, hang on.
Flip it onto the conveyor belt. Surely.
Cross me. Sir, cross
flip
me.
It on. Lift it above your head, flip it onto the conveyor belt. It's all there.
No, even better. Good. Hop into the trolley, skateboard up, kick flip up onto the conveyor belt, and skateboard your way through. Flick the V's, kiss Suzanne's daughter, straight into the car park.
25
pounds, please. Dan Clark, how did you get there? You never forget. He's got the knowledge. He's like a cab driver with the knowledge.
He's Rain Man.
Is that a party trick he can do now? If you say to him, how much were tinned peaches back in the 90s?
Yeah, that's it. You flip a trolley in front of him and he'll instantly tell you the price of everything that's broken on the floor.
You flip a trolley. Listen, what you don't fill your trolley though from bottom to top. You fill it from towards you to away from you.
Right.
And that way your fruit and veg is closest to the baby seat.
Oh,
and you kind of hug those lines.
I go the other way.
So it's there. And then your heaviest stuff's at the end in the thin bit. That's where your milk and your tins go, in the thin bit. And then when you arrive at the till with your front, you're coming in heavy end first. There's no flipping. You're going in heavy end first, which I would argue also makes your trolley easier to control.
Yeah.
When you're swinging the heavy front round the corners, that's what you want. You come in heavy at the front. Out comes the milk. Out comes the potatoes. They're the tins. There's the frozen stuff. Then you're working your way back. There's the fresh stuff. They've started working the conveyor belt. You're round. You've opened your four bags. Let's fucking do this. You dead-eye Suzanne the whole fucking way through. When you know, get her off the apps.
You're still able to have a conversation with her about it. You're able to...
That's the level I'm at now.
This is amazing.
Get her off the apps.
It's really good. It's really
You've got to
good.
Meet people in real life. Bang, 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 in you go. Have you know what two bags on the go.
you know what this feels like? We're giving this away for free, but this feels like, you know, you see those videos for the Masterclass. The BBC are doing a bunch of them at the moment.
The Big Shop.
Please,
Masterclass.
Tom, you know you've what? Got to do. I'm Tom Parry, and I'm going to talk you through the Big Shop. I actually think that's more useful because the other day one popped up on my phone for Mark Ronson. You know, like his he said, I'll talk you through how I use my home studio, my own studio. And you're like, well, that's all well and good, Mark, but I don't have a fucking home studio, do I? So it's useless information for me to take
many
away.
People need that info, but everyone needs
the info for the Big Shop.
And also, specifically, it's how to use Mark Ronson's home studio.
So at the end of the course, Mark, do I get to come around your studio then? No, you don't do that.
Welcome to lesson. Welcome to lesson three, where I keep the cables. Okay, so third drawdown.
Now it's really, really important that you know this remote control actually turns off the air conditioning. Now, you don't want it on while you're recording, but you do want it on when you're not, because it gets very, very warm in here, because there are no... you can't open a window.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating? House meeting!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I was seduced by those masterclasses and had a good year of it.
I could tell. Yeah, I could tell you'd be the sort of person. Did you learn anything? Did you get anything out of it?
I did not. I don't think so, no.
Wait, did you do the masterclass on how to build tension within a sentence? And really wrong foot people, because it's...
That was David Mamet, guys. That was David Mamet. You've just been mammoted, okay?
It feels more like it would be Simon Cowell. This is how to tell people they are going to the judges' houses.
It would be so much better, you're right, if those masterclasses were like surprise kind of... skills. So if it was like, I don't know, if it was like Vin Diesel teaches you how to darn a sock, you'd be like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like as a little like twist end, or well, like, you know,
triple X's, isn't it, through the end.
Gorgeous work, Clarky.
That's going to be a classic. That deserved more comment. We'll get those in the comments.
Yeah,
that deserved more.
I'm not sure on that one, to be honest. I see it in my head, but didn't sound great out of the mouth.
I feel like we acknowledged it.
That's,
right?
I mean, you don't...
Deserve
like, hello, I'm Jodie Foster, and I'm going to show you how to make a birthday card.
It's a good Foster, by the way, Parry.
Like,
hello.
I'm Jodie
Foster.
Hello. Okay, yes, Foster. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I was considering going, yeah, I was considering going, hello, I'm Jodie Foster. That's my Jodie Foster.
It's not bad. I hear it, you know.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Tom Parry, and I'm going to be talking to you how to do a Jodie Foster impression over the next 10 hours. We're going to be having a deep dive.
Hold on. I need to organise my cupboards. This is really, he's jumped in at the wrong end.
But that's good, isn't it? It's stunt casting. It's effectively what you're doing is the, you know, the bit in that that movie with Margot Robbie in a bath explaining the financial crash.
Yes.
It's that, isn't it? So you've got the you've got the stunt casting of your A-listers, your Vin Diesel, your Jodie Foster, but the skills are useful everyday skills that you need. I think it's a good idea. Just like unblocking a sink, or you know, regrouting a bathroom or something. Just like stuff that's you know what? And then we'd all have a trade.
Plumbing with Sting.
Plumsting.
Sorry?
Deserve less. Don't get in touch.
Plumsting?
Are you all right, Clarky? Have you in some way stung your plums?
Oh, dear.
You got it. if you've got damage to yourself, you need to sort out.
I just want to put you both in front of the queue of me. But
it was when he slid down his stall on 25. He got him trapped.
24.
So, Clarkie, take us back to this queue. Was the guy with three items looking at you with doughy eyes? Was he expecting something?
Or firing daggers?
I didn't make eye contact, but I turned around and gave his armful of stuff a goosey just to make sure that
you goosied his stuff. to make it up to him that you weren't going to let him through.
I tell you what, you're going to have to wait. You know, let's say two or three extra minutes, but there you go.
there you go, mate.
There you go. I've just goosied your bag of buttons there.
I've just slid down on your seat.
I don't want to get lost in this, but I'm still trying to picture a shop that isn't a supermarket but isn't a corner shop. And what's that in between?
We're talking like a Londis, right? It's one of those kind of places, or a Cost Cutter.
It's an independent. Or I think they're called PFC.
Oh, I know PFC, yeah. Yeah, I know PFC. So it's kind of like what would be described in like New York as a bodega.
Yeah, it's similar. It's right. Similar in size, actually, to the Tesco Express next door. Extra, the Tesco, yeah, Express, is it? Yeah.
I'm gonna say,
having a little debate with myself.
I'm gonna say, as a rule, if you're in an Express, you don't let anyone in front of you in the queue.
You know what I would say if you're in a Tesco Express, in fact if you're in any of the brand name supermarkets, there's no, you can go ahead of me. I just don't think it's happening.
Oh.
But I think it would probably happen in the independent stores because it's a bit more lawless. It's a bit more all over the place, you know?
I did it the other day as well, but there was a question, why weren't you in the self-checkout? You know, like in the back of my head, I was like, why are you in this queue?
Yeah, but how else am I going to find out how Suzanne's daughter's getting on? Like, if I've just gone in for a tin of chickpeas, right, then I still need to touch base and be like, did she go on that date? Did he turn up this time?
With the guy behind me.
Plumsting, anyone?
So how often are you chatting to Suzanne? How regularly are you? Would you say you're, like, chummy with her? If you saw her outside of the Waitrose, would you be able to sort of give her a nod?
I'd give her a nod. I don't know if she... I think about this all the time because the people who work at your tills, they're kind of like... They're people in your life, aren't they? They're kind of slightly... They're like minor celebs, if you like.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, like, seeing them is a spot, but them seeing you isn't a spot for them.
Yeah, that's
because
that's
they
very
have
true.
To deal with... They have to deal with so many customers. It's a bit like, you know, when Clarkie saw Jonathan Ross and, like, thought he knew him and was like, hey, you know, like... Yeah. Obviously, you know Jonathan Ross, but he doesn't really know you.
Whereas, like,
it's very generous. Whereas, like, very generous way of describing Clarkie's relationship to Jonathan Ross. You've fallen out of touch since you used to co-host the show with him.
I will say, when we did Cats the Countdown, I felt like he was quite familiar at that point. And part of me wonders, was that because I'd done that initial hello?
No, it's because he's a pro.
Yeah.
Who can make people feel like they...
I thought we were busy mates.
No, it's the whole, you know, it's Cool Breeze all over again. It's the Reg D. Hunter trick, you know. You make someone feel... It's class, is what it is, I reckon.
I don't know if Reg D. Hunter ever made me feel like he knew who I was. I think calling every single person you meet Cool Breeze, it's a pretty transparent trick, isn't it?
Yeah, but the first time it works.
Oh, makes you feel so special, though.
That first one. Everyone remembers their first Cool Breeze.
Yeah, I think I remember it because I think I was thinking, well, there's someone who doesn't know my personality. Cool. there's someone who's bad at nicknames. I tell you who's not a Cool Breeze. Matthew Crosby.
I tell you what, he's more of a hot gust.
Hey, warm stench.
Thick air. I think thick air I'd take, yeah.
but you know, if you
heavy fug,
you don't want to go too enthusiastically up to Suzanne and be like, "Hey, it's me,
yeah,
guy
yeah.
from the checkout,"
because then you become the old guys who that she tries to avoid.
Exactly. I can't risk her swiveling around on a stool. She goes everywhere on a stool, by the way. It's very easy to spot. They just wheel her around town. It's part of the reason her daughter can't get a man. They're always just freaked out by the mom.
Yeah, coming down the stairs in a stool. They're worried for her safety. What are your intentions with my daughter?
Also, can you help me up?
There's kind of a couple of big hitters for me. There's like Suzanne, and then there's Lady who still wears a mask and has a really odd voice, because she's kind of like, she's an added part of the game, because not only have I got what's going on in the conveyor belt, what's going into my bag going on, I'm also trying to understand the conversation I'm holding with Lady with strange voice who keeps her mask on and you can't lip read.
Can I just ask, is it a Darth Vader mask? Is that why she has a weird voice?
She's the woman from that viral video with the Chewbacca mask on, isn't she? That's what it is.
Just kept it on. She's got a voice. It's a very musical experience. Oh, I know how to. That's like that's what's going on. But you can't see her mouth, and so I do a lot of.
She's like laughing while she does it.
I do a lot of agreeing there, and I don't know what's going on there.
In that instance, you've got to do a running commentary. You've got to do most of the talking, I think.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What you've got to do is basically treat it. And I know, obviously, you're a pro. You're good at stacking a bag. You can do this. You've got to basically treat everything like you're almost on QVC. As you're going through all the items, you know, you're picking up the pouch of microwave rice, and you're explaining how much more convenient it is, especially with the little ones. Isn't it more convenient to have these little bags of microwave rice? You know, just 2 minutes. Otherwise, you know, if my kid wants rice, it's 12 minutes minimum, and then you're doing that, and then you have to. If anything, it might focus you on each item.
Yes, yeah. Although, but then you lose the reason you're going to the tills. Like, I don't want to talk at people. I could do that on the self-service. I often do, in fact, when I'm at the self-service. What do you mean you don't fucking register? I could talk at the self-service. I'm there for, I'm there for a bit of two-way traffic. I managed to get from high-pitched music lady that her daughter is allergic to alcohol, so at Christmas they have to have a dry Christmas, no drinking in the house.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
No way. No. I don't think you do have to. I mean, sure, I'm not going to tell her not to. But for example, if someone said, "Oh, I'm vegetarian," would you have a vegetarian Christmas in the house? I don't think you would you?
Well, is it because it's like it's airborne, or it's like even like the smell of it or something's going to bring out a reaction?
I'll tell you the exact same thing she told me.
Go on, mate. Wait, when you put it like that, I'm sorry. I sort of blundered my way in there. But have you seen this microwave rice? Oh, my goodness. 2 minutes. And you know what? I bet you if I served you normal rice and microwave rice, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. If anything, I think the way I cook rice, probably slightly better.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Can I just push in front of you in the queue, please, mate? I've only got 4 items.
If they're microwave rice, off you go, mate.
You only go to the microwave rice shop, don't you?
That's right, yeah. Very quick, though. Quicker than the rice shop.
I've still got the bag of rice I bought at the start of lockdown, thinking you had to stockpile food. I bought one of those.
Did you buy like a sort of 7 kilo bags of rice?
I bought like one that comes up to like the top of my thigh.
Oh, shit.
It's at like the bottom of a cupboard, and I think I might keep it now as a souvenir for the rest of my life.
You've never cracked it open.
Never cracked it open.
Well, you famously don't like rice, do you? In fact, you're allergic to rice.
my wife doesn't, and that's when I found out. I was like, don't worry, we're going to be able to see lockdown through. And both my wife and her mother were like, "Well, we're not that into rice, actually." I was like, "Oh no, I can't eat rice. I can't eat all this rice on my own."
Oh, that to me would be a challenge. That would be like, right, that's it. Did you hear about Parry? He died of malnutrition. He was both morbidly overweight and died of malnutrition. How do you manage that?
if in 30 years' time there comes a time where they open like a lockdown museum or something, like, you know, the Imperial War Museum, it's something I'd be able to donate, I think.
Yes. Oh, yeah, nice. Rice, that, I mean.
Sorry.
Yeah, rice. Oh, rice.
House meeting.
Are socks only useful for putting your feet in?
House meeting.
Do you have a relationship with the cashier in this independent...
In PFC. Bodega,
yeah, this PFC.
I do not. I'm very aggrieved about my local shops and the amount of kind of effort I've put in to try and befriend people. And
is this why you're trying so hard to look like a good guy at the front of queues?
I mean, it might be part of it. I'm trying to make a name for myself.
Yeah, they're thinking, oh, there's that guy who fucks up the queuing system.
The last place I lived, it took me ages, but I ended up having a really great relationship with a guy in the local corner shop. We'd chat. It was really friendly.
Do you know what did it, though?
What?
Ordering crates of Tusky to take to Glastonbury.
Yes. Yeah, that certainly helped.
It's only once you started doing that you established the relationship. So maybe you need to make some kind of weird bespoke order and buy a lot of something. Yeah, I don't want to say a thigh-high bag of rice, but like, you know, you need to go in and you need to be the guy who orders this and then
50
maybe
that. Kilograms of rice, please.
Just something that they're going to know. Oh, it's that guy. Because at the moment, just being the guy who fucks the queuing system isn't enough, I don't think.
The guy who gooses people in the queue. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I do definitely need to... You know, like, it's like in the game of like peacocking.
Yes, yeah. You've got to come up with something that makes you memorable.
Yeah, that's it. I think I just blend it. I'm just a guy.
But if you do something that makes you memorable, that also...
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, not a bit of fun, but also brings them money, I think, is what it is. Basically, your relationship with your last guy, you kind of paid your way into it. But you've got to be like the guy who's like, you see something and there's only like sort of four or five of them left and you bought all of them, right? If you were like, oh, I'll buy the last five pepperamis, and the guy's like, you like pepperamis, and you're like, you know what? Ordering some more pepperamis because I always like pepperamis. And then you become, you know, like, then he'll see you come in and go, oh, we've got some more pepperamis in. I've put some behind, you know, whatever it would be, you know.
Do you know what? It almost happened, yeah. Actually. Funny you should say.
Here we go.
Just popped into my head. I was at the till and we were getting prepared for a picnic in the park. And there was like a pouch.
What, you and the cashier?
Maybe you're coming on too strong.
I think you're getting on quite well.
They have these Nutella bite things. And I was like, oh, I'll have a packet of those, actually. And she went, just to let you know that it is £5 for the packet. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And then I was like, you know what? It's a sunny day. I'm going to go for it. And she kind of chuckled away. But if I'd have bought 10 packets...
She'd think you're a lunatic.
I'd be broke.
Yeah. She'd think you're Elon Musk. Why? Why would you... Yeah, no, I don't think... Don't bankrupt yourself here, Clarky. Just go in and make, you know...
Yeah, I mean, rice is a great... It's a great one because you get a lot of bang for your buck, don't you?
Yeah, but how... You know, like, you have to either go in and buy a small amount of rice, a lot... Because the thing is, you're not... You know, or you can't go and buy the...
Just one handful of rice, please.
Yeah.
And also, you can't be the microwave rice guy because South East London's already got one of those.
Yeah, that's it. Totally. Yeah. I don't want to tread on toes. Also, true, famously, true. I don't have a microwave. So,
again, use the word famously a bit strong there, Clarky.
So, these £5 Nutella bites, were they worth it?
Yeah, no. What were they?
They were like,
that feels fucking insane.
Talk us through it.
£5 on those.
If even the person who runs the shop is going, don't buy these.
Yeah,
that's a warning. I think you know what though. That is it's an embarrassing thing, isn't it? When a shopkeeper says, don't buy these. These are expensive. Because it's a bit like going, I'm looking at you. You ain't got the dollar.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. You're like I know the kind of people who can afford the Nutella bites. All right, and I know the kind of people I need to warn off the Nutella bites.
And it's not the guy who's got a pocket full of rice currently.
It's not. No, it's not Old Rice Boy.
They weren't good enough.
What was it
for that money? It was like a little. They were like little parcels, almost like you get like cereal, kind of little parcels that had Nutella in the middle.
Like Crave, like a biscuity, like cereal Crave.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, totally.
Like so you Crave. Just bought like four Crave for a fiver. Is that what you're saying, yeah. Clarky?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think what you need to think about is what's your personality that you want to give off with this weird thing that you're ordering in?
Well, I mean, you know, let's dig a bit deeper. What is my personality that I want to give off? What's my personality?
Well, you're the guy without a microwave, famously. Well,
yeah. Why don't you order some microwaves? Go and ask him if you can order some microwaves.
Yeah.
Microwaves.
Or just to order a load of microwave food, and that will blow his mind because he'll be like, oh my God.
I'd get to the till and be like, little secret for you. I don't even have a microwave.
That reminds me of a very sweet story to finish when Nuno Espirito Santo became the new manager at Wolves. Mm. My brother's mate's dad, I already know this sounds like one of those stories. My brother's mate's dad works in a TV shop in Wolverhampton. And Nuno went in and bought a telly off him. And then
What year is this?
We're talking 6 years ago.
Okay.
5 years ago. He went in and bought a telly off him. Mm. And the guy sorted him out and said, like, you know, you want these speakers and everything, and gave him a really kind of good service. And because he knew he was the new Wolves manager, kind of did him a deal.
Yeah, because he needs a deal, doesn't he?
And then Nuno appeared in the shop the next day. And he said, mate, can you get me some pots and pans? And he said, no, it's a TV shop. And he said, sort me out some pots and pans. so this guy had to go out of it and then started, like, so for the next week he kind of did Nuno's house shopping for him. Nuno only went through this guy and bought him like all his stuff for his kitchen and pots and pans. And
what was his markup? Was he just doing it all as a favour because he's a supporter? He didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth saying as well, he's an extremely charismatic guy.
He is.
He's also a sucker.
Well, I tell you what, Clarky, imagine being the guy behind him in the queue. I only want to buy this remote control. Been here 2 weeks.
Sorry, you're saying the manager's a charismatic guy. I thought you were saying the dad was a charismatic guy. He's like, I want to get this guy. This guy's going to get me a good pot and pan. I can tell you that now.
Nuno just kind of took him on board as his like assistant shopper, and off this guy went.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. So, you know, maybe you could get something like that going.
Would you trust somebody else to buy your pots and pans, though? Because, like, if I was buying pots and pans for a stranger, especially a stranger with, you know, a bit of money, what would you do? Would you go like Le Creuset? Would you go top end? Would you go to the, you know, the ones you can just get all, you know, taped together in a Sainsbury's, and, you know, it's like 20 quid for all your pots and pans all together?
I go straight down the middle.
I'm going high-end IKEA.
High-end IKEA, yeah.
Which I think is the same as what Clarky's saying. I think
like
that's
a John Lewis yeah, Basics or something like that, yeah.
That's, John Lewis Basics, yeah. IKEA high-end, the expensive ones in Sainos.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
That's what I'd say. Oh, well, and the really, really expensive ones in PFC.
The ones that aren't available in PFC that you have to ask the guy.
The ones that are below the counter that Clarky's gonna, you know.
There. If you know the right code.
Come on, next to the microwaves.
Here he comes. It's old pots and pans, Nutella man. And let me tell you, he's got a bit of cash. This guy, he's got a bit of cash,
but not too much.
Yeah, but he used to have a bit of cash, but he gave it to us to buy four Crave. Well, Clarky, will you tell us how it goes? Keep us updated.
I will do. Yeah, I'll keep you updated. I'll try and crack them.
And I'll also keep you updated on Suzanne's daughter.
Please,
yeah,
please do.
Have you ever, Clarky? Have you ever had the free coffee at Pret?
No, mate.
Then I don't know if you're the right person to get a rapport going with a shopkeeper. I think you've got to have. I mean, I suppose you, it's a slow grift, isn't it? Is what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, that's
you're gonna slowly wear them down.
Yeah, I don't have that. Don't have that quality just to get something off the bat.
You don't have what Nuno has. I bet he gets loads of free coffees.
That's it. Totally.
Why don't you try opening with me again every time?
That's good. I like that. Do you know what, Tom? I'm gonna do that. House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to Nuneaton?
House meeting!
Well, there you go. Get in touch with your experiences of plum sting and finishing your drinks. We want to hear how it went. Were you on a bus at the time? Was your tea perfectly cooled? Did you have, you know, an experience doing it? Let us know.
Yes. Also, I'd love to know if you have any masterclass tips of your own when it comes to doing the big shop.
Or making yourself, you know, ingratiating yourself to the staff of your local grocery store. Clarkie, can we just hear your new catchphrase?
Me again.
It's good, actually. And you a lot of charm, actually. You know, there's a real smile in your voice. I've got a quick email to read that we got sent by Aaron. And I'm not going to lie to you, he sent this a little while ago and I couldn't make head nor tail of it, but it feels like it's almost germane to what we talked about today. So this is from Aaron. Here we go. Hey guys, just felt quickly inspired to email you while queuing in the post office just now. The reason is, it's so cool in there. If you ever feel like needing to time travel to a village shop when you're a child of the 90s, then Nunhead Post Office is the place to go. Music on the radio is always something like Fairground Attraction or Feeder, and you can still get candles for 59p sold individually, plus things like two thick permanent markers for £1.29. These are 30-year-old prices. It really is a trip down memory lane. Whilst in Nunhead, you could also visit the local themed bush. It's a different theme nearly every episode. They do Valentine's Day, Easter, Halloween. This was the only picture I could find handy, taken last September. And it's a picture of a bush where they've stuck a giant pink panther on the top of it. Plus, it was not sure, taken last September, not sure why it was Pink Panther that month, but hey, pretty cool, right? Plus, there's always the cemetery, which is awesome. Like being in the woods and not like central London at all, but I digress. Can't come and see, he says he can't come and see one of our live recordings, but you don't need to worry about that. But I digress. Take care all for now and all the best, Aaron.
Well, thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks very much. I mean, it's not really to do with anything we've ever talked about on the podcast, but...
I'm sure it is.
I'm not going to stop people from sending emails to us. If you've got a message you'd like to send us, pappysflatshare@gmail.com, or if you've got a beef you want to send us, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Keep Lovely. Getting in touch. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.